We try to keep it. We try to keep it the uniform schedule. But again, if you got a team that needs a win in that last week, that appears like that would be an exciting game. So kicking off for the Falcons will be Carter Clementis. And again, we know what he can do. It's usually touchbacks for him.
Our Falcons will be kicking off to the waterfall.
So Clementos to kick off. And we're underway. And it is a touchback.
Clementos kick on the end zone. Waterford will take over the first and 10 from their own 20.
So Caden Desart will bring him out. He's the quarterback for the Waterford Wolverines, a dual threat. And we'll see how they line up here and what kind of formation he goes in. Whether he's in the pistol, gun, or under center. Got a little smoke on the field right now, which makes it kind of hard to see Desart. Now we see him okay. He was in the pistol. Now throws it in the flat, complete. And the Falcons are right there. Incomplete. That was intended for Drager, Garrett Drager, the intended receiver. So it'll bring up second down. Second and 10 at the 20. And again, I just can't mention enough how valuable it is to have a kicker like that. And now we got stoppage of play already.
I'd like to make a quick announcement here, ladies and gentlemen. If there's somebody here flying a drone, we will not be able to go forward with this game if that drone is operated over this field. So
I think the knee pads weren't covering his knees all the way.
Okay.
So they made him come out until he fixes that problem.
So Desart in the gun this time. Throws it again out here in the flat. Complete to Hotop. Hotop on the reception. So it'll bring up third down. 11:30 to go in our first quarter. Just underway here. Waterford received the kickoff to start our game. So they got a third and 6.
Has a great little swing pass out to the receiver. Unfortunately for Waterford, there was a lot of Falcons there ready to make that tackle.
They must have that middle locked up, the Falcons, because Desart has not even given an inclination that he wants to run with it. Desart now in the gun. Back to pass, rolling out, throws, incomplete, intended for Beyer, Luke Beyer, the intended receiver, and he'll bring up fourth down.
Hey, he had him wide open there on the sideline, but he was kind of straddled for room, as you will, not much operation there.
So Bo Veit into kick. For the Waterford Wolverines, he's the kicker and the punter. Bo Veit. Now he fakes like he's going to run, and then he finally kicks it. And the Falcons are going to let it go, and it gets a Bo Veit roll down almost to the 20-yard line. So a nice running punt by Bo Veit. So we'll see the Falcons now for the first time. And that's where they'll start, at the 21-yard line, West Ocean Central, their 21-yard line. And they come out. As he starts in the gun, it's Mason Juga. Hands it off to Taylor. So it'll be second down and 7.
Yeah, not much going there. Good wherewithal up front by that Wolverine defense.
All right, Jugo will bring him out again. In the gun. He's got two wideouts to the left. And he keeps it and then slides. Nice slide by Juga. Close to a first down, but short. He'll bring up third down.
And when they, sorry to interrupt you, Dick. When they do that feet first slide like that, we're taught as officials 2 yards back from where they land on the ground.
Okay. So Juga in the gun, wide outs to the right and to the left, throws it out here, complete. And he may be short of the first down is Cooper Magnum. Magnum, the tight end on that reception.
Just like a Falcon, first down!
And they gave him the spot. Good spot then.
As a tight end target right there, Dick, and able to connect for big yardage.
All right, so first and 10 for the Falcons at the 32-yard line. Closing in on 9 minutes to play in our first quarter. Juga in the gun, throws it out here in the flat. Flag on the play, complete. Up to the 40, up to almost midfield.
Flag on the play.
But it could be coming back.
Yeah, what's interesting, Dick, they've already sent Landon Taylor off 2 times due to his knee pads, so he's got to find some tape on the sideline and figure it out because he's not going to be able to play long if they're going to keep sending him off.
10-yard penalty, repeat, first down.
All right, so it pushes it back. First and 10. That was Magnum again on that reception for Knott. So Juga in the pistol, 2 to the right, 1 to the left, and stoppage of play.
Another false start penalty here. Falcons just continuing to damage their own drive with back-to-back penalties, Dick.
All right, Juga brings them out. First and 25 now at the 17. Throws over the middle, almost intercepted. Batted up in the air. That was intended for Watts. So it'll bring up second down, almost intercepted.
Yeah, great pass breakup there, and they have second down and 25, 30 almost. So it's a tough sledding so far for the Falcons.
So Juga brings them out. In the gun. Passes in the flat to Taylor, Landon Taylor. So it'll bring up third and long. Didn't get much there. First quarter score, St. Catharines leads 7-0 in their ball game. So Mason Juga brings him out, third and 21. Has a man go in motion, gives it to him. And that's Watts. And Watts is going to be dropped for little to no gain, and that'll bring out Clementos to punt it away.
And he has such a strong leg, so he's going to try and pin Waterford as deep as he possibly can. There wasn't really any wind when we were down there on the field, Dick.
Hotop back to receive. This punt from Clementos. There's the boot. It's a beauty. Fair catch called for by Holtop.
called. Waterford will take over at their own 33-yard line. First down.
As so at the 33.
Big booming kick there, Dick. I do have another score update. Indian Trail is up 7-0 over Horlick early in that one.
And that's a game you think Horlick would become playoff eligible with tonight.
And, you know, Indian Trail has struggled a lot this year, so that score kind of surprises me a little bit.
All right, so Desart will bring him out. He's in the gun. He's got a wide out to the right and one to the left. Now has the man go in motion and gives it to him. Pushing his way up for a nice gain is Hotop.
And Coach had talked about, you know, he's a player that they're going to use to run the ball, catch the ball, just a big player for them.
And when we're talking about offensive coordinator, we're talking about Mike Metyard. Coach Metyard and I go way back as he played baseball on my state championship Pony League team. So Desart brings him out. We're under 7 minutes to go in our first quarter. No score. In the pistol this time. Desart hands it off. And the Falcons are there to meet him.
Hotop on the carry.
And Hotop again.
Stopped up by Taylor and Ray.
So to bring up third down, third and four. Clock continues to run. 6:25 to go in our first quarter. Desart huddles up, now brings him out. Full house backfield this time for Desart. One to the right, one to the left. Back to pass goes Desart. Here comes the rush, throws it over. Intercepted, intercepted by the Falcons. And taking it down to the 30-yard line is Santrell Watts. Watts. Watts on the interception. But hold on.
Interception was by Watts.
Thought we may have a flag on the play.
It looks like it's a face mask against Wolverines. So Waterford,
boy, not only better position.
Yeah, not only do they turn over the ball, but they hurt their own play with a face mask. It's going to be another 15 yards for those Falcons.
And the Falcons know what's at stake here tonight for them.
Yeah, they big implications for them, and they want to be able to get a win to continue their 2024 campaign, Dick.
All right, so Mason in the gun, hands it off, and they're umpiling. Looks like it might have been Taylor again.
It looked like that time it was Caden Krantz.
They're on the carry. Gain of about 1 second down.
All right. So only a yard, maybe. They actually spotted right at the line of scrimmage. So second down. Juga in the gun. Rolls out now. Wants to throw complete.
Pass intended for Cooper. Incomplete.
And they'll say incomplete to
third down, Falcons.
Magnum Cooper.
These sight lines here, Dick, are not too friendly.
No.
Up in the booth, that's for sure.
All right, Juga gets the play from the side, third and 10, 5:07 to go. The thing of it is, they have a kicker in Clementos. This is a chip shot for him if they don't make it here. In the pistol was Juga. Now he's running. He's down to the 10, down to the 5, and goes out of bounds.
Juga on the carry.
So it'll be first and goal now for the Falcons.
Great long run there, Duke.
Yep, see where they spot it.
He was able to use his speed and get to the outside there for a long run.
So he got to the 5-yard line. First and goal at the 5. 4:58 to go in our first quarter. Juga in the gun. Flag on the play.
Flag on the play.
This is probably going to be some sort of shift, I'm guessing, or a hold.
Yeah.
Yep, holding against.
So that'll bring it back.
Yep.
So it'll be first and 15 now after the 10-yard penalty.
A lot of penalties so far here tonight, yep. Dick. Both teams committing mistakes early.
Juga was in the gun. He's rolling out. Here comes the pressure, and he slides again to about the 10-yard line. But according to Dylan now, they'll mark it back from the 10.
He gets a couple back. Second down, Falcons.
Mason Juga.
And they talk about when the player gives himself up, the minute he breaks that plane to go down, that's where they should be marking it every time.
All right, let's see. And they gave him 5 on that. It'll be second. Second and goal. At the 10. Juga gives it off to Taylor.
Taylor on the
he jitterbugs his way for a few. It'll bring up third and goal. 3:40 to go. In our first quarter.
Third down, Belkin.
So Juga will bring him out. In the pistol. A wide out to the right. One to the left. Juga back. He was going to throw. Then scampers out of it, and he'll score. Mason Juga with the touchdown from the 10-yard line. Mason Juga gives us the first points of the game, and they go to the Falcons on his run. Mason Juga, the 5'11", 155-pound quarterback with 3:02 to go. Clementos will try to make it 7-0 with this extra point. Here's the snap. The kick is up, and it's no good. It's no good. Bad snap there. Bad snap there. So that's not on Clementos. Couldn't handle the hold very well. So with 3:02 to go, in our first quarter, it's Westosha Central 6, Waterford 0.
Hey, Dick, another score update for you. Horlick answered right back. They were able to tie it 7-7. Oak Creek, update from Oak Creek and Case. We're seeing Case was the first one to get on the board tonight on a Michael Farr 48-yard touchdown. They go up 7-0 on Oak Creek.
All right. And again, Case or Oak Creek, whichever one wins there, becomes playoff eligible. And again, we'll have Case next week at home against the Horlick Rebels.
And something that would be interesting, Dick, if Case loses tonight, let's say, and then loses again next week, then it comes down to that final game of the season to get into the playoffs.
Yes. There's the boot, fielded at about the 3. up to the 20, to about the 21-yard line. Was Drager. Drager on the return. So Desard will bring him out again. So first and 10 at the 21, as I said.
Drager, a nice returner for them. He's had two decent returns, and, you know, if it wasn't for that turnover, they had a good drive cooking, so we'll see what Waterford could do here on their second drive of the game.
All right, Desart will bring him out. He's in the gun. Two to the left, one to the right. Now has the man go in motion, fakes it to him, then gives it up the middle. 40, 50. He's going down the sideline, 40, 30, 20. But it's coming back, and it was Drager again. And I think we're going to have holding. So that good run by Garrett Drager will be for naught. So a big, big penalty against the Wolverines.
Just a lot of mental errors we've seen from both teams so far here tonight, Dick. And a mental error is, you know, a high snap on a kick. It's all different factors that's going to come into the play here tonight.
All right, clock starts back up with 2:40 to go. Wolverines pushed way back. Desart brings him out. In the pistol. And gives it off. And back up to the 20. Is Pesh. Pesh? Pesh on the carry.
Jax.
Yep.
Spelled J-A-X.
Yep. Jax. Pesh.
Tackled by Asher Bolling.
So it'll bring up second down. So they're closing in on the end of our first quarter. Desart brings him out. He's got one to the right. And pitches it. And the Falcons, they snuffed that out right away. Short snap there.
A little bit of a surprising score update here. At the end of the first quarter, Badger is only up 7-0 on Elkhorn.
Wow. All right, we're closing in on the end of our first quarter. And Desart will bring him out. He's got one to the left, wide out. He's in the gun, Desart. Goes back to pass, now rolls out. Here comes the rush. Trying to get away and throw it. Does complete, and he's got a first down, and that's Luzik, Mason Luzik, with the first down with 24 seconds to go. So nice rollout by Desart. Hasn't run yet tonight.
No, I had to run to escape the pocket a few times, but not to gain yardage.
All right, clock starts back up. They'll let this run out. See if they even snap it. That's the end of our first quarter of play with our score. Westosha Central 6, Waterford 0. We'll step away for 60 seconds. You're listening to High School Football streaming live on DG Sports.
ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Take the first step towards a more independent life. Test drive a Golden or Pry Power chair or scooter and reclaim your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Crafted for the utmost comfort and convenience. Visit Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted choice for power mobility solutions. An authorized Pride and Golden dealer backed by the Never Pay MSRP guarantee. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
We're back at Westosha Central High School here as we start our second quarter. First and 10 for the Wolverines at the 40-yard line. They're 40. Desart brings them out. In the gun. He's got wideouts both ways, left and right. Now gets flushed out of there. Nowhere to go. Tried to run with it. And the Falcons dropped them for a loss.
Yeah, that's one there, Dick, where if your coach met here, do you want him to just throw it out of bounds? So they took out the intentional grounding once you're out of the pocket in high school rules, so you do want to just dump that one in that situation.
So to bring up second and 18 now, and again, a reminder, we'll have Tim Owens on at halftime as our guest. He's the commissioner of the Southern Lakes Conference. Looking forward to a good conversation with Tim. He's also a patron of DG Sports. Desart in the gun, back to pass again. This time, little chip pass. Complete, but the Falcons are there. Snuff it out quickly.
Yeah, that was one that they've definitely seen on film. They tried to get a little fake screen there to the left and then run the actual screen to the right. But that was one where Westosha knew exactly what they were trying to do on that.
Loss of yardage, third down, Warford.
Kumquat.
So third and 20 for Waterford. Desart in the gun. He's got two wideouts to the right. Back to pass. Throws over the middle again. Complete. And not much there.
Pass to Lusick. Complete.
And the pressure up front by the Falcons just causing Desert to not really have eyes downfield. He had two wide receivers right there wide open way downfield. Just looking for short passes all game so far.
Yep, short pass to Lusick again. So fight in to punt it away for the Wolverines. High snap. Just barely gets it away. And they'll let it go. So the Falcons will start with pretty good field position.
Falcons will take over. First down from the
9:27 to go in our first half. 6-0 is our score. Westosha Central with the lead. All right, Mason Jugo will bring him out. Well, Jugo was in the gun. Now we got a flag, Dylan.
We have a flag on the play.
I'm not sure if it's going to be some sort of shifting. Coach was standing next to him and stormed off, so maybe the coach said something to the official. I'm not 100% sure, but...
And we're talking about Gerald Franz.
Well, though, it was one of the assistant coaches that went storming off.
Oh, okay.
Coach Franz was coming onto the field to kind of see what was happening.
Yeah.
So They did pick up the flag, though, so whatever it was must not have been
too. Okay, yep, they waved now, so no flag. So Juga brings him out. Hands it off to Taylor, gets to the outside, 40, to about the 39, 35-yard line.
Taylor on the carry.
Landon Taylor.
Gain of 8, second down, belted.
A little shooken up on that play was Taylor.
Yeah. All right, Juga brings him out. He's got a wide out to the left and a wide out to the right. He's in the gun. Back to pass. They flush him out of there. Now throws it. Complete for the 40. Pinter. Pinter on the reception for a first down.
It's a great catch and run there by Westosha, and they were able to move the ball down the field with ease there.
Taquavavian Pinter on that catch. How's that for a name?
Dequavion, that's how I would say that.
Okay, we'll say it that
Pinter.
Way. Juga in the gun, hands it off. And it's Taylor trying to push his way up the middle. Kranz.
Yeah, Taylor's still shooken up on the sideline
with
the trainers.
Oh, I see him now.
The 8 versus 38, it's very confusing, even for the announcers next door.
Yep. All right. Juga now throws it in the flat, complete. Complete to Watts. And then a flag comes in. That part I didn't see.
That was a face mask. A very easy call there for the official. Stuck his whole hand inside the helmet.
Central Watts. And that's against Waterford, just killing themselves with these penalties. So they'll walk that off now.
First down from the 11.
Angels now lead 14-0 in the second half after an 80-yard drive. Juga gives it off. Trying to get to the outside. That's Kranz. Kranz on the carry. So no gain, second and 10. Down to 7 minutes to play in our first half.
Dick, at the end of the first quarter, Case 7, Oak Creek 0 still in that one.
Interesting score. So we're under 7 to play in our first half. Juga in the pistol, throwing to the end zone, incomplete. Overthrew him.
Pass intended for Pinter, incomplete.
And that was Pinter.
Dequavion Pinter there tried to go up and catch that one. Just well over his head and not able to bring it down.
So to bring up third down again. Again, they're not worried. Not with the kicker they have, although last time he missed the extra point. So Mason Juga brings him out. He's got wide outs to the left. One to the right. In the gun. Here comes the rush. And he's got to keep it. Slides again. So they'll bring him in. They'll bring in Clementos to try this field goal. There was no hesitation. No hesitation at all.
And Coach Franz told us he hit a 70-yard field goal. I don't know if it was in practice or what, but he hit a 70-yard field goal, so they have a lot of faith and trust in him.
So Carter Clementos to try to make it a 9-0 score. There's the kick. The kick is up, and the kick is good with no. He almost kicks it out of over the fence. So with 5:58 to go in our first half, it's now Wastosha Central 9, Waterford 0. And a good pep band here by Wastosha Central that plays after any kind of a score.
Well, they got a good-sized pep band, a good crowd, just a packed house here tonight, at least on the Wastosha side. Waterford's about half full, big Southern Lakes matchup with two pretty equally, player-wise teams. So we've been in for a treat so far tonight, Dick.
Yep. So Clementos to kick off with 5:58 to go. And Waterford's got to get something going here.
Well, they put.
Clementos, see if he kicks it into the end zone again. There's the kick, no doubt about it. Touchback. There'll be no return.
It's about 3 inches below the crossbar in the back of the end zone there, Dick.
So it'll be first and 10 for Waterford at the 20-yard line, their 20-yard line. Desart will bring them out. He's got three wideouts to the right and one to the left. Desart, oh, there's a jump. Flag coming out. Was he drawn or?
No, I think it's going to be encroachment.
Yep. It's on the Falcons, so that'll make it first and 5 now for Waterford.
Second down.
So Desart brings him out, wide outs to the right and to the left. He's in the gun. A fan here screaming false start, but nothing doing. Throws it out in the flat, complete. Trying to push his way up. That's Hotop. Hotop on the reception. And it's a first down for the Wolverines. Desart brings him out again. He's got wideouts to the left and to the right. Now he's going to throw. Incomplete. Incomplete. Intended for Beyer. Luke Beyer. And again, good rush by the Falcons there, not giving them much time.
Yeah, he was flushed out of the pocket, didn't have much time to stay in there, and it forced that incompletion, almost was intercepted by the Falcons, just out of the hands.
So it brings up second down. Desart in the gun. Three to the right, one to the left. He wants to throw. Throws it up the middle, complete. Complete to Thompson, Carter Thompson. For a first down for Waterford. So they'll move the chains. Nice play that time by Desart. All right, he'll bring him out. Clock continues to run, closing in on 5 minutes to go in our first half. Desart in the gun. Had wideouts both ways. Going to air it out this time. And it's complete for the touchdown to Carter Thompson. And it is a touchdown. I don't see any flags. Carter Thompson for Waterford makes it a 9-6 ball game with 4:51 to go. In our first half, invite to try to make it a 9-7 ball game. Bo Veit now. Left hand, left foot kicker. There's a snap. The kick is up, and the kick is good by Bo Veit. And with 4:51 to go in our first half, it's now Wastosha Central 9, Waterford 7. And this is the kind of game I expected.
Close game, shootout back and forth, just two very strong offensively and defensively teams. When they come together, they just hit heads, collide every play, just smash mouth football that we love so much, Dick.
So update on that St. Catharines game. It's now 20-0 as they just intercepted, which led to a TD. Be nice to know. We keep getting those updates who St. Catharines is playing. So Bo Veit to kick off. 9-7 is our score. And he's a left-footed kicker. There's the kick, and it can be fielded. Fielded by Pinter. Pinter. And he stopped at about the 26. They push him out of bounds. With 4:42 to go in our first half. Once again, a reminder, stick around at halftime. We'll have Tim Owens, the conference commissioner for the Southern Lakes, on as our halftime guest.
Dick, St. Catharines is playing University School of Milwaukee.
Okay. Thank you.
Horlick has increased their lead 21-7 with 9 minutes to go before halftime.
Yeah, that I kind of figured that.
They'll start running away with that one.
Mm-hmm. Now Mason Juga, he was in the gun. Now he's going to run with it, and there goes that slide again.
Juga with the carry.
On the keeper, Mason Juga. Clock continues to run. 4:20 to go in our first half. 9-7 is our score. Wastosha Central with the lead. Juga's got one to the right and two to the left. Wideouts in the gun. Hands it off. To Kranz. Kranz on the carry.
Lots of one. Third down.
So it'll bring up a 3rd and 6 as he lost one there. Clock continues to run.
Landon Taylor's still hobbling around.
I don't know what's going on there. He may not be back tonight. Juga in the gun, rolling out now. And here comes the rush, and he gets rid of it. Smart play by Mason Juga, throwing it out of bounds. It'll bring up fourth down. Clementos will come in, hopefully, to drive him back deep.
Yeah, and that's one where Landon Taylor does play both ways, so maybe they're trying to get him on defense more than they are on offense here. So we'll see, you know, what kind of impact that has for this Falcon offense as we continue the game.
Hotop back to receive this punt from Clementos. It's a low snap. And let's see. He went down. I don't know if it was a fake or not. Hotop on the fair catch. I don't see any flag down. No.
Hotop on the fair catch. Waterford will take over.
So Waterford will take over. And Coach Metyard's offense has 3 minutes to see if they can do something.
Great field position here to start this drive, though, Dick.
So, again, when you talk about St. Catharines and we get those updates, what they're playing for now for the rest of the year is a one seed.
Yep, and they want to stay healthy as they continue their journey to that one seed.
A one seed would potentially mean 3 home games. All right, Desart brings him out under center. Fakes the handoff. Now throws complete for the first down to the 40, to the 36-yard line.
As the drive complete, first down, one.
To Vargas. Excuse me, Hotop.
As a great catch, he had the blocker there for him was Carter Thompson leading the way downfield as they continue to make big yardage there on that first down. Great play action fake. He hit the ball right on his hip. The whole defense was faked out, and just a great play there by Waterford.
So first and 10. First and 10 for the Wolverines at the 37-yard line of Westosha. Desart. He was in the gun, hands it off. There's a fumble. And Westosha recovered.
Fumble on the play. Look at the Falcons have it. At their own 41-yard line, but they'll take over first down.
So that was Dallas Padgett. Padgett, yes, Padgett on the recovery. And I believe it was Pesch
who knocked
that fumbled.
It out. Yeah. That you are correct, Dick.
So the Falcons will take over. Jugo, bring him out. He's in the pistol. He's got one to the left, one to the right. Throws in a flat again. Complete, coming up the sideline for about 6 is Sheely. Austin Sheely.
That's the Sheely complete.
So.
Gain of 5, second down.
So bring up 2nd and 5. Clock stopped. Someone called the timeout, unless he was pushed out of bounds. Must have been out of bounds. So Mason Juga in the pistol. He's got one to the right, one to the left. Hands it off here, coming to the side. There he goes, 40, 30, 20. And that's Landon Taylor. We've been watching for him, and he comes out again, though. After that big run, Landon Taylor.
And he sat down on the bench right away. Not sure, you know.
Could it be cramps? I don't know.
He looked like he was holding his elbow, so maybe he landed funny. But impressive run there by Landon Taylor.
First and 10 at the 15-yard line of Waterford. So Juga in the gun, fakes the pass. Now he's going to run. He's down to almost to the 10, spins his way, turns, and ends up at about the 11-yard line. Mason Juga. Clock continues to run with 1:20 to go. They keep the clock going. Interesting. So second and 8. Juga hands it off and driving up the middle. And it was Kranz. So it brings up third down, and they keep the clock running with 40 seconds to go.
I think they're not afraid of scoring here before half.
And now they call a timeout. Timeout called by Wistosha with 39 seconds to go. So we'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to high school football streaming live on DG Sports.
Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season just right. Ferraro's is Racine's go-to for classic pizzas, crispy fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. 50 years running. Feast on the Bratwurst pizza this October. Loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. Plus, check out the delicious frozen pizzas, perfect for carryout or for your next big fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
All right, thanks, Dylan. Back to live action here. We got 39 seconds to go in our first half. 9-7 is our score. Wistosha, the Falcons, knocking on the door here. Third and 4 at the 8. Man goes in motion. Juga hands it off. And it was Taylor. He's back in there. So clock continues to run.
Yeah, they're
fourth down.
Bringing in their field goal unit here, Dick.
So Clemento's coming in. And I'll give you an update on that St. Catherine score in a minute here. After this field goal attempt by Clementos, there's the snap. The kick is up. And the kick is good. So we end our first half with our score, Wistosha Central 12, Waterford 7. So Lamont Hamilton just scored on a 70-yard TD run to make it 35-0 at halftime, St. Catharines with the lead. So I'll step away for 2 minutes. We'll hear from a few of our sponsors, and then we'll bring in our halftime guest.
Hola. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their Viking Toast Kringle, a Danish twist to French toast. It has a maple cinnamon filling with a layer of cream cheese, topped with vanilla bourbon icing, and sprinkled with cinnamon. Delicious! And for great fun, enjoy the O&H 75th anniversary celebration this Saturday from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. at the Highway 20 store. There'll be live music, family activities, photo ops, Kringle samples, specialty pizzas, and fun to be had. O&H Danish Bakery, Racine Sturdivant and Oak Creek.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
Some more information. In West Dallas,
ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? No, step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. For your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's freezer pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
All right, thank you to all of our sponsors. And at this time, it's our pleasure to bring in Tim Owens, the conference commissioner for the Southern Lakes and also a patron of DG Sports. Tim, welcome to tonight.
Thanks, Dick. Thanks for having me on. Dylan, it's good to see you as well, sir. Everything going well?
Everything going well. Good game so far.
Yeah, no, it's great. You know, it's very evenly matched between both teams. I mean, going into it, everyone's asking me how I thought it was going to go, and it's exactly how it's close. It's a good game. So, I'm happy with it.
So, would you agree, at least in football, you have Badger, and then everybody else, would you agree with that? Or
I would. You know, I got to see Badger for the first time last weekend when they played Burlington, and they're special. They have just as many weapons on the offensive side as they do defense, as they did last year. You know, with losing JP and a couple other big assets on the offensive side, I didn't know what they were going to be able to bring to the table. But after seeing them do what they did last week against Burlington, and Burlington's a very good football team.
Yes, they are. And we've had them.
And Badger just picked them apart. And yeah. It's just the reality of it. But that old Doyle kid that's under the center is really, really good. So they're going to be tough to beat. But here's the thing, when they get in the playoffs, Division II is a really tough division.
It is, okay.
In football. Yeah. So it's going to be tough. I think Badger can get back to Madison. Will they repeat? I hope to think that they will, but you never know.
That would excite you if that
would very much excite me, yes.
One thing, talking about, you know, shortage of officials and stuff like that, you yourself as a former official, talk a little bit about what you're doing to kind of help grow the game, maybe, you know, some mentorship stuff that you're doing. Just kind of talk about different layers that are in place to help officiating grow in the state of Wisconsin.
Sure. So there's a good friend of mine that runs a 3-Zebra officiating camp up in Marshfield. It runs in conjunction with the Mark Miller tournament up there, Brian Kenny. He gets a lot of young talent up to their camp up there, and you know, I talked to him a couple weeks before the camp actually was happening to see how many younger officials would be there from our area, because there's nobody's going to drive 3 hours down to Westosha or Burlington or Badger for $85. So I went up and I found a few that were up there. There are a couple actually new officials that are in the Racine area that we're up at that camp, and I have put on staff for basketball coming this year. I think they have what it takes to be working at the varsity. But it's, you know, to keep them, it's the education, you know. There are a few young officials that were in the state a little while ago that stepped away, and I got a chance to see them and talk to them and to ask them what they were doing, and they said that they didn't feel that they had any support from their local associations. So I've been getting into the local associations meetings to talk to their membership. Just to kind of let them know, the newer officials let them know that, you know, we do have their back, not just as an association, but as a conference. We are there to support them in any way that they need. Talking with my athletic directors, letting them know that we do have a lot of new officials that are coming in, and to just kind of go over above and beyond it. We got a lot of great athletic directors in our conference, but, you know, just kind of go above and beyond to accommodate them and make them feel a little bit welcome. And, you know, a lot of the newer officials, their biggest gripe when they want to step away is they don't want to deal with the parents. And I completely understand that. I dealt with that for 20 years. And, you know, I completely understand, especially now, like things sometimes tend to are getting a little bit worse. You know, but as long as you put them on the floor with the veteran officials that are there to support them as well and help them get through the game.
Sure.
You know, it's all about repetition and getting out there and doing the same thing. So, you know, it's just, we'll get there. But there is, you know, Dick, you asked me the same question, I think, my first year, and I really wasn't far enough into my commissionership to give a solid, confident answer. But now that I've been in the role for 3 years, like, there is.